Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
Who are the biggest influencers on Clubhouse? It's harder to figure out than you might expect. By Ariel Pardes. Joining Clubhouse can feel like showing up to orientation for your first year of college. No one has been there very long and everyone wants to make a good impression. The social scene involves a lot of wandering from room to room in search of interesting conversation. When Clubhouse launched last spring, that process was more like a house party. Look in the rooms where the most people are congregating. Now, with 10 million users and growing, finding your niche on Clubhouse can take a lot of trial and error. The main way to navigate Clubhouse is by following other people. Curating a quality list matters because the app recommends rooms based on who you follow. Following the right people can open doors to new conversations. Following the wrong people can lead to a deluge of useless push notifications. So to get started, Clubhouse asks new users to choose some interests. Options like crypto, fashion, geopolitics, spirituality, Burning Man, and then recommends people and clubs to follow. Twitter and Instagram have a similar sign-up process. Welcome to the app. Here is who's popular. But unlike on Twitter and Instagram, where someone's profile is also a preview of what following them may be like, you can't simply scroll through someone's recent Clubhouse chats. You can't see how many conversations someone has hosted or participated in or how many people have liked listening to them. You have to wait for them to enter a room, listen in for a while, and then decide if they're worth the deluge of push notifications that Clubhouse sends every time they move around on the app. Vahe Havanisyan, a software engineer who joined Clubhouse about a month ago, found this all a bit frustrating. He started by following some tech people, which he came to regret. The only rooms I'd see were about Bitcoin, he says. Then he joined Clubhouse's Armenian club, which produced rooms full of Armenians and Bitcoin. Havasyan figured there must be a better way to find interesting people on the app without joining rooms at random or listening to hours of irrelevant conversation. He searched online for a list of popular accounts but found nothing. So Havanisyan set out to create a leaderboard with the most followed accounts, which seemed like the only proxy for good conversationalists. Clubhouse doesn't have a public API, so Havanisyan couldn't pull data directly from the app. So instead, he created his own database by looking at who Clubhouse's founders, Paul Davison and Rohan Seth, were following. He identified some of Clubhouse's power users, created a sample of 5,000 of them, pulled their following lists, and then from that pool generated a list of accounts that had millions of followers each. Havanisyan published his list of the top 200 Clubhouse users on Read This Twice, a book recommendation website he runs in his spare time. Now, by his count, Clubhouse's biggest influencers include founders Seth and Davison, who have 4.6 and 4.1 million followers, respectively, the comedian Tiffany Haddish, 3.4 million, Felicia Horowitz, 3.2 million, a philanthropist, and the wife of venture capitalist Ben Horowitz, who has 2.8 million, the actor Jared Leto, 3.1 million, the venture capitalist Mark Andreessen, 2.9 million, and Bomani X, who has 3 million, a guitarist and digital strategist whose avatar was briefly the icon for the app. Of the top 20 accounts on Havanissian's list, 6 are venture capitalists, 5 are well-known entertainers, and 3 are Clubhouse employees. Some of those people are, in fact, some of Clubhouse's most prolific users and ones that make for great follows. Horowitz is famous for her Saturday night dinner parties, which regularly feature celebrity guests like MC Hammer, who has 72,000 followers, and Oprah Winfrey, whose account appears to no longer exist. The leaderboard also includes people like Elon Musk at 1.6 million who appear on Clubhouse less regularly, but make a big splash when they do. Their followers get a heads up about when they start a room and can make sure to grab a seat. Others don't have much presence at all. Jared Leto, for example, doesn't have a Clubhouse bio, isn't a member of any clubs, and uses a stack of pancakes as his avatar. Havanissian realized that his list wasn't going to get him closer to finding the most interesting conversations on the app. Followers do matter, though. On other platforms, reaching a certain number of followers can bring business opportunities, brand sponsorships, record deals, and more. Everyone knows the playbook now. And on Clubhouse, the rush for followers is on, as Recode's Peter Kafka noted earlier this week. A new agency aimed specifically at Clubhouse creators launched Thursday, but as Havanissian discovered, a large following is not always a reliable measure of someone's conversational value, nor is it reflective of everyone's tastes. Those numbers can also be artificially inflated and gamed. Lately on Clubhouse, entire rooms have emerged for silent networking, to boost people's numbers of followers. Nobody talks, you just scroll through to find new people to follow and hope they follow you back. But bots, a scourge on other platforms, don't appear to be a major problem yet on Clubhouse, which is still invite-only. Havanissian is still looking for his tribe on Clubhouse. He thinks the app would do well to measure and highlight things besides follower count. I wish there was something you could click to say, I liked this comment, or I learned something in this room, he says. Maybe Clubhouse could take a cue from Reddit, where people use upvotes to push their favorite comments and threads rather than individual users to the top of the pile. Maybe the mechanisms for discovery will develop off-platform the way they have for other audio content like podcasts. Curating an online experience means figuring out what matters to people and then surfacing those things, whether it's by algorithm or by hand. How Clubhouse handles discovery could be the difference between it turning into a vibrant place to socialize or just another popularity contest. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.